take a moment and settle into a comfortable position. Perhaps you choose to sit crisscross applesauce or in a chair or on the floor, whatever is comfortable for you at this time. Just begin to settle yourself into welcoming the presence of God into this moment, into the here and now. Become acclimated with your space. Perhaps feel the weight of the mat beneath you or the chair beneath you or the bed, whatever it is that you're sitting on. Allowing yourself to feel where your body meets the chair or the bed, whatever it is that you've chosen to have as your seat today. And when you're ready, I invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose as though you were smelling your favorite fragrance, and to exhale twice as long with an audible sound as though you were fogging a mirror, just letting something go in this moment. Inviting God into our sanctified and sacred imagination, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to whatever truth there is for us today during our time. As you continue to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth, I invite you to invite the Holy Spirit to help you ponder the question, what is your story? Life is funny. It has a way of changing our perspective and telling us different things about the situations that we're in. But the wonderful thing about God's story and God being the narrator and Jesus holding the pen is that the ending is always good. God promises that all things work for the good of those who love them. And so you love him. Your ending has to be good. Since we skipped forward and went ahead and read that last page of our story before we've even experienced this chapter right now, we know that it is good. Even when we can't see it, we know that it's working for our good. I invite you to just ponder, what story will you tell? Perhaps right now you're downtrodden and your head is hanging low and you can't even look up. And so you wonder, what story will I tell? Maybe you're sitting on a mountaintop and you're full of joy and you can't imagine being in a better space or place or time, and you are still asking, what story will I tell? But as you hide yourself in the shadow of the Almighty, as you nestle in his goodness, as you rest in the trust, as you rest in the trust of who he is, nestled in his goodness, hiding in the shadow of the Almighty, know that he writes the story that will tell of his goodness, of his glory, of his wonderful presence and peace and provision and protection, of his love for you, the story of the one he ran after and left all others for in pursuit of an ending that's good. Take a deep breath in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, twice as long with an audible sound of release. Letting go of any story that's not served you in this moment and does not serve God, and hand the pen over to Jesus and invite him to bring you to the truth that your story ends good. You can stop this recording and rest as long as you want in the story that he shared to you. And until next time, this is Dr. Sherry reminding you to just breathe. For it's within us that the Holy Spirit moves and has his being. Until next time, be resonant.